Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I hope your day is starting out well. Well, it's already in the afternoon. It's amazing how fast the time goes. We've been inside a lot doing a lot of ministry work because the wind is, it's incredible today. And so it's kind of hard to do anything outside without things getting ripped around. And so we've been taking a lot of time to do some ministry work online. And I was rejoicing with Brother James. I said, you know, the past few days, this is awesome. I've been able to give God the best in the morning because we've had some time to do it. I've been able to like catch up with the sisters, which I usually do in the morning. And sometimes I have more time to focus on that. And a lot of times a lot less. And then I got to try to catch up throughout the day. But it's been nice because it's been a little bit slower to be able to do that. And I've been able to get some scripture readings for the audio Bible for women that I've been doing. And some edification posts or children's videos. And of course, being a good helper to Brother James in the ministry and stuff. So it's been really nice to be able to have morning time or daytime to focus on that. Whereas oftentimes in our life, it was like when we're on the road a lot, we have a lot of busyness and witnessing throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, when we're done being on the streets or doing whatever it is we're doing or traveling and stuff, that's when it's the hardest for me because physical issues, you know, by the end of the day kind of are a little bit extra and they kind of wear on my brain and things like that. And so I always feel like I'm not quite doing my best in the evening. And I do the best I can, but I'm more sharp in the morning or throughout the day and stuff. So anyway, it's all good. But I was just telling Brother James that this morning. And then when he dug out his drawing board, he's like, I got a picture for you if you want. And I said, sure. And he drew it. And there's the picture on the post I'm going to put this in. And in case you don't see it, if you just listen to the audio, it's a picture of a godly woman raising her arms up with the sun coming up over the hill. And it says, "Give God." Hang on, I'll have to go look at it because I can't remember what it says. It says, "Start your day by giving God your best." And I guess I'll just kind of title my post that. So if you want to go look for it or whatever. But anyway, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, I've been rejoicing the past few days of going, yeah, this is just so encouraging, so edifying to be able to do the work of the ministry to encourage you all out online. And I just love it. Brings me great joy to do the work of the Lord every day when my mind is the sharpest, and such a blessing to send the light of God's truth out in the internet in a dark place. And so I like it being out there all day long instead of right before night. But even if that's what I can do, that's good. Because, you know, as I say that, I always tell myself I can't get caught up in what I want to do for the Lord. Even though it's good and godly, I have to be content with what I can do each day. Because just like all of us, you know, if we could line it up and do everything the way we wanted to, okay, that's fine. We have a lot of thankfulness and contentment in that. But how do we react and how are we when it could be like a chaotic, busy day? And so that doesn't mean that we can't give God our best because, you know, even if say, sisters have children that from the second they wake up, they're busy, or a job or a husband that needs a lot of help or whatever it is, we may wake up in the morning and our day is busy from the second we wake up until maybe later on in the evening, like when our mind is tired and foggy. And like I said, you know, it kind of makes it hard to think. And sometimes it's really hard to even wonder what to do or what to say, you know, especially with us in the ministry. You know, I always want to encourage you sisters out there and those who may be seeking. And I want to pour myself out to lift up, edify, encourage the saints. And I always have more during the day than I do in the evening. But God always gives us what we need, especially in the evening. And quite honestly, you know, it's just our reasonable service to the Lord. So we all just press on, right? And then we just all be thankful for what we can do. But still, you know, through all this, it doesn't really mean that we can't do our best for the Lord right away in the beginning. And how would we do that if we can't? Like, for instance, me, if I can't get on there and do all these things in the morning and be joyous about it, and it's kind of like a really satisfying thing to be able to pour out truth and love and encouragement to the sisters all over. And if I can't do that right away, there's other things I can do that give God my best in the morning to start us all out. Because, you know, you give him your best in the morning and set your mind on him, everything else is just going to work itself out. And it will be what it will be. And so we can do that like this. Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7. This is one way that we can give God our best. And thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And this one too, it's a good way to give God our best in the morning, while starting out our morning and all throughout the day. I beseech you therefore, brethren. Oh, I'm sorry, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Okay, and how about this? Psalm 34, 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I love that. And this one, Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And quite honestly, sisters, we could be here all day with me reading them. They're so uplifting and encouraging. And what they do is if we focus on such things right away in the morning in the glory of God, that's giving him our best, because that's going to set the standard for the rest of our day. And so anyway, we just have to be thankful and content doing the works that are set before us, going about our lives and doing our good works and being who God created us to be as godly, holy woman. And we just glorify him in all ways, no matter what's going on. And so if we start our days with him as the focus, live out our day to glorify him, just like I said before, all the rest is going to work itself out. And this is for my sisters who might be sitting there going, huh, I wonder why she didn't read a certain passage. And it's one that brings me great joy to read and share. So here it is. Luke 1, 46 through 50. I have to say, this just, yeah, brings me great joy to read it. It's so awesome. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Amen, sisters. Praise God. So no matter what we can get done in our days or when we can do them, let us give him our best each and every morning. And I'm going to leave us with this. Psalm 34, 1 through 3. This goes along with what I just read too. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Glory to God, sisters. He is worthy. Now that's the way we start out our days here, isn't it? And it's going to go all the way through our day, and it's going to be there all the way to the end. You know, it's just so amazing what the Lord's word can do for us. If we give it to him, he will give it right back to us. So, yeah, that's just so uplifting. It just puts us right in the mindset of what we're to do. And so it's all because of what Christ has done, and we have the blessed hope of eternal life in him if we endure to the end. How can that not be an awesome thing to honor and magnify and glory our Father, our Savior, in the morning, every day, giving him our best? So anyway, I hope you're all blessed by that. I know I was. Hold fast, sisters. Much love to you all. May God be praised.